Gospel Music Today, October the 22nd, 2022. Enjoy.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
This is Gospel Music Today, and we are very glad you could be with us this week. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
From Alabama, it's the Pilant family.
I'll be talking to Jim and Melissa Brady on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
Yes, I have. New music by Exodus, Sunday Drive, and Blake and Jenna Bowlerjack.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading SGN Scoop's digital magazine.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras at the Midland Gospel Music Singing Center. We heard the Lefevre Quartet. We have exclusive video on today's program.
And the archives.
From 2019 at the Memphis Quartet Show, the Mighty Kingsman Quartet on today's program.
There's a lot going on. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Daywind Music Group and New Day Christian Distributors have launched Daywind Worship, a new division which will create and distribute choral and worship resources. The 21st Annual Absolutely Gospel Music Awards program will take place on Tuesday, May 17th at the historic Franklin Theater in Franklin, Tennessee, with Tim Lovelace as this year's host. Gaither Music is releasing the new project, Believe, by the Hoppers. The Guardians Quartet has signed a recording agreement with Daywind Records. The first Daywind project for the Guardians is scheduled for this summer. The Guardians are Dean Hickman, John Darren Rousey, Pat Barker, and Scott Mullins. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoop's digital magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
We've been to the Midland Gospel Singing Center, and the Lefevre Quartet was there. It was great to see them, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
On his way, and he'll get there in time and
We really like the Lefevre Quartet. The Midland Gospel Singing Center is in Gilbert, South Carolina. It's a great place to see a concert. And we thank our friend Stephen Kraps for inviting us down there.
Yes, it was very nice. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Darlene Shirey. Darlene sings in the Shireys, and her birthday is October 27.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more exclusive concert video coming up in today's program. But first, Gene has been listening to some new music.
Always Will Be is a new CD by Blake and Jenna Bowler Jack. It was produced by John Darren Rousey. And in addition to the title song, there is Come As You Are, I Stand Amazed, and Sweet Jesus. I have two favorites on this CD, Ain't No Grave and Jesus Saves. That's Always Will Be by Blake and Jenna Bowler Jack.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Helmsman Quartet at Cedar Hill Calvary United Methodist Church in Amanda, Ohio, on November 12 at 6 p.m. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Pilant Family is a mixed Southern gospel group with deep roots and a great heritage in music. Parents Brandon and Melina, sister-in-law Alicia Terry, and children Aaron and Bethany are the members of this fine family. They reside in Eva, Alabama, and have done so for over 23 years. Formed in 2008, this family embraces the gospel in each song and testimony they display. The message of Christ rings true in their family harmony style of singing. Ministry is very important to them, and there is no doubt that this family group has a heart for people and for the Lord. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thepilantfamily.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Jim and Melissa Brady. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We have the Gospel Music Today on the road studio at the National Quartet Convention, where we spoke to Jim and Melissa Brady, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with two people who really have become old friends, Jim and Melissa Brady. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
It's good to see you.
Honor to be here.
You have a new CD that we do want to talk about, but we want to go over a couple of other items. I don't know if I've ever asked how the two of you met.
Oh. It's an interesting story. Our dads were both preachers. We grew up in evangelist homes, so we traveled the country with our families and sang. And both of our dads were preaching at the same conference, and I saw this pretty blonde. And I was just 12 years old when we met, and I saw this pretty blonde, and I thought, my goodness, she's the prettiest thing I ever saw. And she could sing and play the piano, and she was just pretty amazing. And so I asked her dad if I could sit by her. And he said, well, why would you want to do that? And I said, well, she's pretty. I think she's nice. You know, he said, well, he said, sure. He said, I think you can do that. But he said, come on my bus first. And he said, I want to show you my gun collection. He said, "You after you look at what I got on the bus, then you can sit next to her. So we sat together that week, and I would write her letters. And her parents wouldn't let her go out until we were about 16. But I never forgot about her. And I kept writing her letters until she turned 16. And when she was 16, the day you, if you remember right, on your, I called her on her birthday, and she was 16. And then her parents finally let us go out. And we continued to write. And then a few years later, her mom and dad were all coming to a conference where we were. We were all singing together, but they got sick, couldn't come. And so I asked the pastor, I said, where are the Schulers? Her family was the Schulers. He said, well, they got sick, they couldn't come. I said, well, is Melissa sick? And he said, no, I don't think she is, but her parents are. I said, well, can she come still? He said, well, let's ask her dad. So he called and said, can Melissa come and sing solo this week? And he said, well, I don't see why not if she wants to come. So they flew her in, and I went with the pastor to pick her up at the airport. And her dad wasn't there. I got past his gun collection. And 6 months later, we were married. So
and here's what's funny. I've got to tell you this. That week at that conference where it was just me singing solo and his family was there, I couldn't look at him and say, I like you, I think you're cute. I was a nervous wreck and I was giggling the whole time. And he goes, don't laugh at me. But I was just so, I called my dad and I said, Dad, Jim's the one. And I couldn't say I like you, but I knew he was the one.
Wow. That was, and we were 22, 23 yeah. years old at that
by
point.
That time, yeah.
We had seen each other at 16, you know, but kind of wrote letters through the years. And then we were a little older, and when we got together for that conference, we just knew it was right. And about 6 months, probably 6 or 8 months mm-hmm. after that, we were married. And so it's been wonderful.
And the rest is history.
Yep. And she's still beautiful and still amazing, and every day gets better. So we're having a great time together, and we're blessed. We didn't plan to be a duo. We started as a trio,
mm-hmm.
But I kind of like this. I mean, it's working, just the two of us, you know, and we're having a great time. And
yeah.
And someone had asked me a few years ago when I was with the Booth Brothers, they said, is there anything in your life you would regret if you didn't do? And I said, you know, I think I would regret not singing with my wife again, because we sang together for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Loved being with the guys, there's nothing like it. But I said, I think singing with her would be an amazing thing. And I'm glad the Lord has allowed us to do this, because you can't get the time back.
Mm-hmm.
When you're gone
right.
250 days a year, it's
That's
hard,
right.
you know. And we made it work, but 250 days a year being gone is a lot of time. And so for us to get to be together 24/7, she may not have the same story, but I'm loving it.
I love it.
I do want to mention, and this won't mean anything to anybody else except those of us right here in this room, that Jim and Melissa, who are Daywind artists.
Yes, we are.
And we were at the Daywind meet and greet this morning
yes.
for the media people. What an amazing service that mm-hmm. turned into. Nobody
yes.
expected it, I don't think.
Felt like church.
Yeah.
The presence of the Lord was there. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. I love it when that happens, because you can't plan it. You can pray and you can prepare, but you can't plan that.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
when we all got in there and just started singing this music that is God's word set to music,
mm-hmm.
It's our hope, and it helps people in difficult times. We start singing these lyrics and these beautiful melodies, and the presence of God was there, and we
yeah.
had church.
Yeah.
It was special. It went long, and we didn't want it to end, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Well, you had a stage full of people who are very successful as performers, which
right.
we appreciate very much,
yes.
but there's that, obviously the other quality, and that was really there this morning. That was awesome.
Well, there's another level to that. You can perform, and you should practice and work as hard as you can to bring quality
right.
to
mm-hmm.
the stage. But there's a level beyond what we can do, because we're human, and that is the supernatural. That's
yeah.
when God comes in and does what we can't do. And we don't ever want to control it so much that he doesn't come in and work, because when he comes in and works, he takes you where you can't go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing. And you experienced it today, and you know how God was working in that room.
It was great. Tell me about the new CD.
We are so excited. I don't know if I've ever recorded a project with this songs that bring me goosebumps. I am so excited. We spent most of 2020 writing
right.
songs. And so there's a song that he brought to the table called Welcome to the House of the Lord. And it is so appropriate for these days that we went through this period of time when we couldn't go to church.
Yeah.
And this song mm-hmm. just reminds us that this is the place where we are welcome, where we receive hope and healing. And
mm-hmm.
I absolutely love singing it. Love it.
We're excited about it. The name of the project is called Ever Faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Because through COVID, we experienced about 100 concerts canceled on us, and so did most of the groups in our gospel music world.
Yeah.
And so it's all about trust, even in the good times, even when the bus is running well and the calendar is full, and everything seems to be going well. It's still about trusting God. But when everything is gone,
mm-hmm.
you have to trust Him, and we have to live what we've been singing. And let me tell you, when you trust Him, it's an amazing thing. You learn, you grow deeper in your faith, and you learn that He is faithful, and He can be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
He's capable, He's qualified, and He will take care of you through that. So it's really all about trust.
Yeah.
And so this project reflects that.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Ever Present, Ever Faithful, and the project is called Ever Faithful, because that's what we felt and that's what we experienced, even in the toughest time of our life, when we lost everything. Our income,
mm-hmm.
our ministry, what we loved, being with family. We were sitting home with no place to go, no place to sing, and yet we still had God, and we still had the peace that passes understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that every day we woke up excited that we had no place to go, and excited that everything was canceled.
Yeah.
We weren't excited about that, but underlying all of the, I guess, frustration and maybe even the fear was the peace and the comfort that
mm-hmm.
God was taking care of us. Mm-hmm. And we have some amazing stories God gave us through that time of how he provided and showed us in a tangible way that he was taking care of us. Yeah. And so those songs were birthed from that time. Everything that was on the new project was written in that year, during that time. Brand new songs. We can't wait for the people to hear the songs. We hope they will bless them as they have encouraged us in that time.
That is excellent. Jim and Melissa, we look forward to seeing you every time, and we want to thank you for being on Gospel Music today.
It's our honor. Joy. Thank you.
In this month's SGN Scoops Digital Magazine, the cover story is about Linda Randall and is called A Long Time Coming. Another article is about Brandon Pilant, and Charlie Griffin has an article about gospel music trios. You can find a link to SGN Scoops Digital Magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com. We have a new music video this week.
Yes, we do. This is brand new from Southbound. The song is He's Got Away, live from Franklin, from the historic Franklin Theater in Franklin, Tennessee. Clint Brown, Jody Brazelton, and Seth Elby, that's Southbound. And that's up next on Gospel Music Today.
He's got a way.
We're at the National Quartet Convention in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I'm here with Exodus. I'm here with Susan and Mary, and we also have some special guests with us today. So why don't you guys tell us who is with us today?
Okay, this is my daughter, Elizabeth, and then this is Bailey, which is Hannah's daughter that sings with us.
And my granddaughter.
And yes, and Susan's granddaughter.
Susan's granddaughter, that's right.
Absolutely.
And that will be okay. Bailey, can you tell us how old you are?
5 years old.
5 years old. Well, thank you for telling us that, because that's going to be very important. Now, there's a new CD out, and it's called Happy, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I love that. I love the title of that. What's the current radio release for that?
At Jesus' Feet.
Okay. And did you write that?
I did. It's a co-write with Phil Cross.
Okay. For you guys, are you singing much now that the...
We are. We're traveling more now. We're very grateful for that, and that the doors are being opened again.
Okay,
absolutely,
and,
that's right.
And we're getting to go in and share the gospel, the good news,
okay,
through song.
Well, I love the title of your CD and your newest release that's out there. And Susan and Mary and all the girls.
I'm telling you, we have an exciting crowd here.
Yes, that's wonderful. But thank you guys for being on Gospel
you,
Music
Jean,
today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. New Reason Quartet sings at Water Oak Baptist Church in Conyers, Georgia, on November 5 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Breaking Boundaries is a new CD by Sunday Drive. It opens with Grace and Goodness. In addition to the title song, there is In the Meantime, God Will Always Be God, and Shine Down on Me. My favorite on the CD is Worth It When He Says Well Done. That's Breaking Boundaries by Sunday Drive. Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Kingsmen. Okay, it is now time for the archives.
You are correct. From 2019, at one of our favorite events, the Memphis Quartet Show, we saw the Kingsmen Quartet, and that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
I love the message in this song. No matter what comes our way, we can go ahead and claim the victory and rejoice, because we know that God is sending a miracle our way. There are troubles and struggles we've all had to wrestle, and we pray 'cause it's all we can do. And while we trust in Jesus, sometimes He leaves us waiting for His hand to move. Oh, but even in darkness, we hold to the promise, there's nothing we can't overcome. So that war you've been fighting will end in God's timing. Sing like the battle's been won. Can you feel it? The song that is rising, and you can't help but let it out. If you're trusting in faith, even now while you wait, lift up a victory shout. Though you may not yet see it, you can believe it. The work is already begun. Know that God's up to something. A miracle's coming. Rejoice like it's already done. Can you feel it? A song that is rising, and you can't help but let it out. If you're trusting in faith, even now while you wait, lift up. So whatever you're going through tonight,
sing, 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 hallelujah. victory shout.
Oh, if God's been good to you, you just lift your hands in praise to Him like this, wouldn't you?
Can you feel it? The song that is rising, and you can't help but let it out. If you're trusting in faith, even now while you wait, lift up victory shout.
Lift up
the victory shout.
We always enjoy the Kingsmen. They are still at the top of their game after all these decades. And we are looking forward to the 2022 edition of the Memphis Quartet Show just a few weeks away. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And don't forget that we're in the Atlanta area on Saturdays at 1:30 on WATC-TV, Channel 57. We're part of a Southern Gospel lineup all afternoon. And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.